Hi, I'm Susie Larson. Thanks for listening to this podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. It's only just a matter of... Thanks so much for tuning into this bonus material with Dr. Ron Rhodes. We had a few questions we couldn't tackle on the live show, so we're so grateful. Ron, thanks so much for hanging around with us to answer a few more.
Oh, it's my delight. Thank you.
We had so many questions we couldn't get to, so many that I've got on my list here, but here's one. This dear listener says, how do we reconcile passages like Psalm 91 and other promises of protection with knowing that God doesn't always protect our physical body? What do you say?
Well, I think that, again, we need to interpret Scripture with Scripture, because there are references in the Bible to guardian angels. You know, we do see that in Scripture. And yet at the same time, even in Bible times, bad things did happen to Christians. You know, for example, Peter got tossed in jail. The Apostle Paul was beaten and left for dead. And, you know, there's just all kinds of examples I could give you. And some people might be tempted to think, was my guardian angel asleep? Was he asleep on the job? The truth of the matter is that God sometimes has a purpose in allowing us to go through tough times. It's good for us to keep in mind that God uses adversity to develop our faith muscles and make us strong, mature believers. Now, I have a niece who happens to be a championship pole vaulter, and she's even aiming for the Olympics one day here. And the fact is that one of the things you got to do is you got to condition those muscles. You got to use them over and over again and strenuously stretch them and push them to the limit of endurance. Well, that's what God does with us through difficult circumstances. He causes us to build up our faith muscles. And without adversity, that would be impossible. Now, here's the thing I want to remind people of. Even though God will allow us to go through that adversity, keep in mind that He will always walk with you through that adversity. It's like the psalmist said in Psalm 23, God walks with us even through the valley of the shadow of death. So even though things might seem dark around you, God is always at your side. You are never alone. You never face any circumstance without God being right there at your side.
Very good. So we were talking during the live show about the pandemic, about what's going on, and this dear listener, Anonymous, called in and said, I've been seeing people posting on social media that some modern-day prophets in the 1990s predicted this current pandemic and they were that we're going through right now, and they reference a scripture that speak of the end times in Joel 2, 28, 30 to back up their belief. How do we know if these proclamations are legitimate, and what would be the purpose for predicting this pandemic ahead of time? Great question.
Well, I did. I've read several articles, but here's what's important for us. We need to be like the Bereans in Acts 17 and test all claims against the Scriptures. Even when somebody gives a prophecy that they claim, test it against the Scriptures and keep the good and reject the bad. The fact of the matter is that not every prophecy comes from the true Spirit of God. That's one of the big warnings that we see in 1 John. You know, test the spirits. Only the Holy Spirit speaks through the true prophets. The unholy spirit, or Satan, or demons, speak through false prophets. It might interest you to know, Susie, that many of the false religions and cults of our day came from angels. You know, one example would be how allegedly Gabriel gave birth to Islam. Now, it's not the true Gabriel. That's a imitating spirit that imitates the true Gabriel, but that's one example of what I'm talking about. And so test all things against Scripture. And as long as you test everything against Scripture, that's what's going to keep you on track.
One more question here. Kevin asks, Satan rebelled against God and was kicked out of heaven along with a third of the angels. Could that happen again?
I don't think it could. Well, let me just qualify that. In the sense that what's described with Revelation 12, verse 4, a third of the angels were kicked out with Satan, and it actually says stars, but the word stars is often used of angels in the Bible. And many scholars believe that this is a mini history of the fall of Satan and the angels that joined him, and we find more details in Isaiah 14 and Ezekiel 28. And Satan apparently led one-third of the angels in rebellion against God. So the question is, Will it happen again? Well, not in that sense it won't happen again, but there will be another angelic rebellion during the tribulation period, which is yet future, right in the middle of that seven-year period, according to Revelation 12, verses 7 and 8. There will be a war in heaven, and the archangel Michael and his angels will fight against the dragon, or Satan, and his angels. And the dragon, or Satan, will lose the battle and be cast definitively out of heaven, down to the earth permanently. And it's the view of many, including myself, that it's at that point that Satan, the unholy spirit, personally indwells the Antichrist at that time. And that's when things get extremely bad for new believers on the earth. You know, Christians are raptured off the earth prior to that time, but there will become new believers on the planet as a result of the ministry of the 144,000 Jewish evangelists and God's two mighty prophets that you read about in Revelation 11. And they become prime targets as soon as Satan indwells the Antichrist at the midpoint of the tribulation period. Just as the Antichrist hates God's people, Satan already previously hated God's people. And the reason why the Antichrist is so effective in persecuting God's people is because he's energized by Satan to do it. And so I think that's what's going on behind the scenes, in terms of the tribulation and fallen spirits, fallen angels.
Well, Ron, we so appreciate your time. I know a lot of people are pulling on you. Thank you so much for joining us for the live show and for this extra bonus material. We will catch you back here, Lord willing, next month.
Well, I look forward to it, and have a great rest of the day.
You as well. Thanks so much for tuning in. You can get all of our podcasts on our website at myfaithradio.com or on your favorite podcast player. Have a great day. Thanks for listening to this bonus podcast from Middays with Susie Larson. This content is available thanks to the gifts of generous listeners just like you. You can become a supporter today at myfaithradio.com.